This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Particularly, they wanted the sanctions lifted in their entirety, and we couldn't do that.
A second summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ends ahead of schedule, with no agreement reached between the two on ending North Korea's nuclear weapons program.
I haven't spoken to Prime Minister Abe yet. I haven't spoken to President Moon, South Korea. But we will, and we'll tell them it's a process and it's moving along, but we just felt it wasn't appropriate to sign an agreement today. We could have. I just felt it wasn't very appropriate.
It will be the third and final day of testimony on Capitol Hill for President Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen. After an explosive hearing yesterday before the House Oversight Committee, today he'll meet behind closed doors with the House Intelligence Committee. And this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Before President Trump left Vietnam after a disappointing summit with North Korea's leader, he was asked by reporters about his former longtime attorney Michael Cohen's congressional testimony yesterday. Trump accusing Cohen of lying, quote, a lot during that public appearance before the House Oversight Committee, but says
he didn't lie about one thing. He said no collusion with the Russian hoax. And I said, I wonder why he didn't just lie about that, too, like he did about everything else. I mean, he lied about so many different things, and I was actually impressed that he didn't say, well, I think there was collusion for this reason or that. He didn't say that. He said no collusion.
A Michigan man is now facing up to 5 years in federal prison and a fine up to $250,000 for threatening to kill U.S. Democratic Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey. 52-year-old Rex Simmons pleading guilty to a charge of making an interstate threat for leaving a message on Senator Booker's office phone machine last year, threatening to kill the presidential hopeful. This is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Apple is laying off nearly 200 people in its self-driving car program. The tech giant announcing the layoffs will affect 8 different Apple facilities near its headquarters in Cupertino, California. Despite the layoffs, Apple appears to be still ramping up its self-driving car project. In a filing just a few weeks ago, the company said it's logged nearly 80,000 miles of testing in California last year. The Supreme Court is sending an Alabama death penalty appeal back to a lower court. The Chief Justice, John Roberts, joining with the 4 liberal justices in telling a state court to reconsider its ruling because Vernon Madison now suffers from dementia and claims he can no longer remember the crime that put him on death row. States are prohibited from executing prisoners whose mental states prevent them from understanding their punishment. and the FBI says it's recovered nearly 2,000 bones believed to have been taken from ancient Native American burial sites at a missionary's home in rural Indiana. The FBI's Art Crimes Unit making the discovery while sifting through artifacts collected by the late Donald Miller, a 91-year-old Christian missionary who died in 2015, nearly a year after the FBI had seized over 40,000 relics from his collection. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. We've got a country to save, and thank you for joining in. This is Bill Martinez, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Liz Peek is with us. She's at CPAC, live there, and amidst all the action, we'll talk about that, talk about the Trump-Kim summit, maybe a bit of disappointment, but, you know, being the, being the one who knows how to negotiate a deal, you gotta know when to hold them. And, not ready yet to fold them, but, sometimes you just gotta hold them, right, Liz?
You got it. Exactly right. And I love the fact that everybody is now pounding President Trump. There's a Twitter, trending Twitter thing about Trump fails again. Really, it's pretty unbelievable, right?
Yeah,
just 30
right.
seconds ago, everyone was dumping on him for being too eager, they thought, to give away the store to North Korea in exchange for what? So, I mean, honestly, this guy, he could really develop the cure for cancer, and people would write a story about how he's putting doctors out of work.
Without a doubt. Their bent perspective on this whole thing is disgusting, and it's wearing people out. And I think more and more American people are seeing it for what it is. Just as you say, they just have to be disagreeable no matter what. I mean, here is the president overseas dealing with something as critical as an agreement with North Korea, and the Democrats stage an anti-Trump, anti-unity event by using somebody who is going to jail, who is a convicted liar, to make the president look bad. I mean, this was purposeful. And even, you know, the ruling minority leader gave Elijah Cummings an out in saying, look at, you have abandoned the rules of this committee here, and we need more time to review the information that you gave us at the last minute. But nope, that wasn't going to be heard. It was going to be ignored. They were bound and determined because they're definitely on a plan here, Liz Peek. You know, they want to impeach this president and make him look bad and make the American people look bad, all the 63 million that voted for him.
Well, that's exactly right. And it's going to be we warned about this. We warned voters that we were going to have 2 years of gridlock in Congress, not because people couldn't resolve policy disagreements, but because all the time was going to be taken up with these showboating trials and testimony and so forth. You know, it's pretty astonishing. Yesterday and the day before, we had Cohen testifying. That took all the air out of the room. That's all anybody was reporting on. Meanwhile, you had Robert Lighthizer talking about trade policy by a pretty important ingredient in what's going on worldwide, not just for ourselves, but also for our allies who have also been victimized by China, and also Jay Powell, who's the chairman of the Fed. So that didn't interest the news media and their counterparts at all. All we heard about was, and all that trended on Twitter all day long, and I have to say I couldn't take my eyes off it either, was Michael Cohen. I mean, really, it's pretty sad commentary. And this is just the beginning. Next, we'll have friends of Michael Cohen. Next, we'll have people who worked in the on the campaign and some tangential. I think, actually, Bill, you are right in that Americans are going to get bored. Their, you know, attention span of a United States citizen is not great. They got bored by the Benghazi hearings, after all. And in that case, we had people who actually died because of the gross incompetence of the people at the top of the State Department, and then lied about it afterwards. So that actually was, in my view, a much more serious and significant kind of hearing than what we saw yesterday, which was yesterday just showboating kind of bad language and bad commentary, gossip, really, about President Trump. I know, for example, that on Bloomberg today, Bloomberg, of course, is all in on Michael Bloomberg running for president. They have a thing called Bloomberg TikTok, which is sort of little Twitter and news items that they think of interest. And it's all the line about someone saying to Cohen, are you a liar and a cheat and a con man? And he says, are you talking about me or President Trump? That's the line that got the headlines, not the fact that he said, no, there was no collusion. No, he had never been in Prague, which, of course, is an essential ingredient in the dossier. All these sort of exonerating comments that Cohen made, whether you believe the man or not, those also were of importance and should have been reported.
And, of course, he did say, he stipulated directly, he says, as far as what he knew, which he claims to know so much, because he was the one, you know, that it was his idea that the president or that Donald Trump run for president, right? He's taken all this credit, and he is the man on the know. And then he says there was no collusion. You know, as far as he knew, there was no collusion whatsoever. I thought the other part that was really rich about this thing, when they were talking about the Julian Assange WikiLeaks dump and everything that was going on, and Debbie Wasserman Schultz was asking the questions. And I am like, I just cannot believe this, because Debbie Wasserman Schultz, if you recall, along with Nancy Pelosi, obstructed justice. In fact, Lou Rosiak wrote a book, Obstruction of Justice, How the Deep State Risked National Security to Protect the Democrats, when they had the Pakistani IT guy who had the emails of 40 congressmen. And God only knows, in terms of document dump, because when they checked it out, he didn't just, you know, copy a couple files. I mean, he copied everything in mass. I mean, we're talking probably millions of documents that went out. That's out there. You got Podesta's ridiculous password and what the DNC did, which, oh, that's right, Debbie Wasserman Schultz was head of DNC at the time. You know, they got invaded, and their information is flying around, and they're worried about Julian Assange, and there's no culpability, no responsibility whatsoever that she was part and parcel. And even with the Benghazi thing, as you and I discussed before, you know, the problem is with all this stuff is the Democrats are so good. I got to give them credit in terms of obfuscation and shielding themselves. And they know that if they keep, they hold to the con, which Dinesh D'Souza says, you know, that's what criminals do. They hold to the con. If they hold to the con, they will wear out the American people. They wore them out in Benghazi. We weren't going to get to the truth of this deal. We're so focused on Donald Trump and Russia that we're stepping over the real crimes of what Hillary Clinton did. And there is no way that I know the Republicans are going to say, when the Mueller report comes in, they're going to go, hey, let's go after the real crime. Let's go after Hillary Clinton. And the people are going to go, oh, no, I'm done. I'm cooked.
Well, I wouldn't give Democrats total credit for that. They have an enormous ally in the liberal media.
Exactly.
Let's face it.
You're right.
Most of the mainstream media is forwarding and furthering this narrative for all their worth. I mean, I was amused and sort of sickened yesterday to read the corresponding tweets and following of the New York Times and, Time Magazine, NBC, etc. It is all one voice. And I got to tell you, I think the American people are smarter than that. Mm-hmm. I actually give them credit for seeing through this. After all, they elected Donald Trump, which nobody said they should do. Nobody said they could do. So,
Liz, we got to go to break real quick. More from the Fox News contributor, Liz Peek, right here on Bill Martinez Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Hey, very fresh and independent, just the way you like us. I am Bill Martinez. Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst, is with us. She is there at CPAC. amidst birds of a feather flocking together. I guess it'll be nice and refreshing to be around people who are a little bit more open-minded, that you could actually have a conversation with Liz there.
Well, for someone who lives in New York, it's really, really refreshing.
Yeah, I bet.
Because every time you go out to dinner or see a friend, you have to be sort of guarded. Although you would be surprised. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people in New York who are actually sympathetic with and who supported Donald Trump. The perception fostered by the liberal media that it's only ignorant people who never went to school and have an axe to grind who voted for Donald Trump, that simply isn't right, because an awful lot of people really thought that Obama damaged our economy. 8 years of believing in secular stagnation, Larry Summers' famous quote, and basically pummeling businesses with useless and costly regulations. Guess what? It didn't work. We didn't grow. We didn't have the kind of snapback from a major financial crisis of the sort that we should have. And now we are. I mean, the last news on the economy is extremely bullish. You got to give President Trump credit. We grew at a faster rate than any year since 2005 last year. And guess what? That is indeed tax cuts and regulation being dismantled. And really, more importantly, the country being infused with a sense of optimism that we haven't seen in years. So, I got to tell you, I'm speaking tomorrow on a panel about the economy, and I look forward to doing that. But I think a lot of people actually have to take a step back and look at the big picture. The big picture is the country's in pretty good shape. People have jobs. There are jobs out there not being filled. Wages, real wages, are beginning to grow for the first time in years. And let's face it, one of the things in the testimony that made me nuts is this whole idea that President Trump didn't really want to run. You know, he just really wanted to soak the campaign for personal aggrandizement. This president has
to build up his brand.
He's charged into being president with a bigger and energy we have never seen before. Certainly Obama didn't have that. I mean, tackling things like our trade imbalance with China, and more importantly, China's really bad behavior and cheating when it comes to thieving, or theft of intellectual property. Those are things that no president has been willing to take on. Trump didn't have to take it on. He could have just sort of got along, slid along, as Obama did for 8 years, and never confronted North Korea. Okay, so the thing didn't go well yesterday, but the truth is he at least has made the effort. What did Obama ever do about North Korea? The answer is zero.
Right. So, was he at a bargaining table across from Chairman Kim? It didn't happen, right? Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah. In spite of the fact that when Trump met Obama, when he'd been elected, Obama said, oh, this is our number one threat. Okay, well, that's great. Here it is. He's handing it off. What did he ever do about it?
Nothing. Exactly.
I mean,
right.
It's really pretty amazing.
Well, this is the thing. And here they are doubling down. After the horrific and not too distant memory of the Obama administration, just as you cited, unemployment levels through the roof, welfare recipients, all this stuff that was going on. And Ivanka Trump kind of touched on this the other day. And, of course, the mainstream media just jumped all over her for it. But they're idiots. They don't understand this, that at the very core of our humanity is a desire to be productive, Liz. You know, take off the chains.
Yeah, and it's totally, totally right. I don't know about you, but everybody I know, certainly my kids, most of my friends, I believe when you've had a good, productive work day, you feel like $1 million.
Exactly.
And if you don't, you don't. I mean, and by the way, this is not just anecdotal. Obviously, there have been any number of studies done. People who win the lottery are unhappy people. They know they don't really deserve it. People who have built a great business, they are happy people, because that has been something really productive. And it could be writing a symphony. It can be writing a book. I mean, there are all kinds of ways of being productive. It could also, by the way, be raising a wonderful family. That's also extremely productive and helpful to humanity, you know?
Without a doubt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe in that.
No, I as well, and I've seen it, you know, time and again, and this is what's happened. This is the charge and enthusiasm level that we have in this country today because of Donald Trump being independent. He's not beholden. You and I have discussed this many times. What other candidate of the candidates that were available, including Hillary Clinton, could have done or even come close to what this president has done in 2 years? They'd have been so beholden to all these different interest groups, all the money that Hillary Clinton had taken, the other candidates and everything, even Bernie Sanders. He'd have been so beholden. There's no way that he would have even had the intestinal fortitude to take on Chairman Kim and to call him Little Rocket Man and intimidate him into coming and holding the ground, much like what Ronald Reagan did with Russia, and saying, go ahead. Trust me. I mean, go ahead, take me on. I mean, even Iran, Iraq, when they were holding our hostages, they knew when President Trump, they weren't about to release them with Jimmy Carter, but they knew when Reagan was taking over, the hostages out of here. We don't want trouble from that cowboy, man. He's going to come in and cause all kinds of problems. And this is representative of leadership in our country. And then you have these Monday morning quarterbacks like John Brennan talking about what, you know, President Trump needs to be doing with Chairman Kim. You know what? Yeah. You're invalidated. You know, as far as I'm concerned, you didn't do it when you were there. And now all of a sudden you're going to offer your critique. You know, get out of the way. You have, in my opinion, you don't have much to offer here.
I totally, totally agree with you. As you say, it's the Monday morning quarterbacking. They know everything, but you know what? They didn't do it themselves. So, look, I, again, everyone has to take a deep breath, tune out of this sort of nitpicking, sniping stuff that's going on in Congress. You know, the really sad thing, Bill, is there really are things that Congress should be working on that are actually really important. For example, we really do have a student loan problem in this country. I haven't really heard any intelligent discussion of what to do about that. But when you have $1 trillion weighing on the backs of the next generation, that's why housing isn't better.
It's a form of indentured servitude, Liz. That's what it turns out to be, does it not?
Yeah, it's a big, big problem, and no one is addressing it. Because, you know, guess what? Because they're all in these stupid hearings, and again, for the next 18 months or whatever, this is what we're going to see. And it's an embarrassment to the country. It's certainly an embarrassment to the president. I think it's an embarrassment to Democrats.
And what a waste of our money. I mean, this is what we're paying for right now. You know, trillions of dollars for this government that is so incompetent. And Donald Trump gave them an opportunity at the State of the Union, if you remember. He said, choose greatness. Let's choose greatness. And he laid it out for them.
That's a good point.
Right?
Yep. Yep. So. Yep. So I think it's fair to say Democrats are not choosing greatness.
Mm-hmm. Well, Michael Cohen is back on the Hill. This is behind closed doors. So, I had this sense from the Republican side that they were just grinding through this and kept thinking, waste of time, waste of time. But the thing is, they need to be there to fend off this march towards impeachment that clearly, I mean, there is no doubt in my mind, and if there's any doubt in anybody else's mind, everything that they're doing, Adam Schiff, I mean, after $30+ million that has been expended with the special counsel and Robert Mueller, who's, it seems like it's winding up and it's going to be kind of oh-hum report. Adam Schiff goes, oh, no, we haven't spent enough money and we're going to find something. We're going to nail him down. And yesterday, you know, with Cohen handing out names and everything like that, I think that if Trump had a goldfish that could talk, they're going to subpoena the goldfish.
Let's hope he doesn't.
Well,
I totally agree. You know what? We just have to kind of put the blinders on, look at the big picture, and it's really important to people, jobs, security, and income, and all that stuff, and that's all going pretty well.
Well, as you said earlier, and it was great insight and something for us to hold onto, and that is there is a clear contrast between the previous administration and Donald Trump, regardless of what the mainstream media would try to indoctrinate us on. Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Liz. Have fun at CPAC.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Basically, they wanted the sanctions lifted in their entirety, and we couldn't do that.
A second summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ends ahead of schedule, with no agreement reached between the two on ending North Korea's nuclear weapons program.
I haven't spoken to Prime Minister Abe yet. I haven't spoken to President Moon, South Korea. But we will, and we'll tell them it's a process and it's moving along, but we just felt it wasn't appropriate to sign an agreement today. We could have. I just felt it wasn't very appropriate.
It will be the third and final day of testimony on Capitol Hill for President Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, after an explosive hearing yesterday before the House Oversight Committee. Today, he'll meet behind closed doors with the House Intelligence Committee. And this is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card. The card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
Listening to Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, so many ways to connect with us. Go to BillMartinezLive.com and make sure that you join in. We have a country to save, and we need all hands on deck, even though you didn't start the fire. Hey, guess what? The responsibility is on us to put the fire out for the sake of the next generation. Thank you for joining in, picking up the water hoses, the axes, anything it takes, shovels to put it out. Tina Marie Griffin is with us. We're going to be talking with the counterculture mom and talk about the threats upon our kids and family. But before we get there, a little program note. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to be talking with Abby Johnson. Abby Johnson is the star of a movie that's going to be released in March called Unplanned. Interestingly enough, and what it is, it's Abby's story. If you do not know her story, for those of you that maybe are just joining us, because Abby's been on the show many times here with us on Bill Martinez Live. Abby was a former employee and director with Planned Parenthood, okay, and was there working and working her way up through, you know, as you say, up the ladder of success with Planned Parenthood. And one day they asked her, says, hey, why don't you come in the back room and help us with a procedure here? She saw the procedure. It was so shocking, ladies and gentlemen, that she could not stay there. She walked out. And at that very moment, she became pro-life. Pro-choice was out the door. It was pro-life because of the horrific, horrific scene that she was exposed to in that room being involved with that abortion procedure. It was shocking for her. She has since been the voice for the voiceless. And as I said, she's been on the show many times. And Unplanned is her story. Now, Unplanned is graphic, and it's out there. I mean, and when I say it's graphic, much more so compared to the Gosnell movie, which is a whole nother deal. And you've heard me say this, that I am shocked at how many people who go to church have not seen the Gosnell movie. And the Unplanned is one that people need to see. Tina, I need to bring you in on this because you just saw Unplanned, and it is it is shocking, but the thing is, and not surprising, because of the political nature of anything that's against Planned Parenthood, anything that educates people about the abortion process, they're going to find some sort of way to clip its wings, and the movie industry has given it an R rating. So, go ahead.
Yeah, they have. And at the same time, I just interviewed Ashley Bratcher for a CNS News article yesterday because I had to get the word out about everybody having to see this movie, including teens. The ironic thing is it is R, but after talking to Ashley, we actually think it might actually help this movie because so many people, when they get an R rating on something, that it's like tantalizing. Oh, what does it have in there that I shouldn't be seeing?
Right.
But let me just warn everybody, bring a Kleenex box because the first 5 minutes opening theme there, I'm a Cal State Los Angeles film student. I had to analyze thousands of films over my life. And I'm telling you, Bill, the scene is graphic, but it's totally justified because it shows the reality of abortion. And I was in the crowd sobbing uncontrollably for a couple of minutes because I became a, on fire, skin in the game woman walking out of that private screening here in Nashville with my husband. We're in the midst right now of trying to get a theater to let us have a screening the day before it's released, just to invite as many people as possible. If we have to cover their tickets, we're going to ask God, and we have been asking God to provide the funds. Mm-hmm. Every woman and man has to see that movie, post-abortive, or they think they're pro-life, they don't need to see it, they're already hot to trot. Let me tell you something, it changes your life, seeing that tiny little body being sucked out of a young mother's womb in that opening scene to where you realize we cannot remain silent. I can no longer just post something on Facebook or say Planned Parenthood is deceptive from stage at my speaking events. It has to be me taking my kids to a Planned Parenthood to share about the Lord, help save lives, listen to people's stories, let them know adoption is an option. I have to be more engaged with this movement after seeing this movie. It was that
exactly
powerful.
Well, this is I've likened this movie and the Kermit Gosnell movie to what the citizens of Germany experienced. I don't know if you recall reading about this, Tina, but what the government of Germany did post World War II is they insisted every citizen go to a concentration camp and see for themselves what was going on. You see the footage there. The people, you know, they're dressed in their mink coats and whatever, and, you know, their Sunday go to church clothes. And you see them walking into these concentration camps. And when they come out, they're absolutely devastated. And to hear how you related to Unplanned or Kermit Gosnell, I sense that this is what's happening, that this is really touching the hearts of people, and this on the heels. I mean, in a sense, this is all perfect timing. This is God's plan, and we have to understand, because what happened, first of all, started in Hawaii, California, in terms of liberalizing the laws of abortion. It gets to New York. They're high-fiving, celebrating, and the whole deal. I mean, it was absolutely demonic. I thought, you know, I'm thinking, do you people even realize what you have just done? And then the governor of Virginia, he talks about, what happens if the baby's born? Well, we just offer it comfort care and just let it lie there until the mother and the doctor decide what's going on. Now, in the Kermit Gosnell movie, if you recall, what Kermit Gosnell said, hey, I'm innocent. You know, it's a matter of time. You guys are going to figure this out and realize what I did is not illegal, that this was a service. And so basically what New York and what Virginia did is they exonerated Kermit Gosnell.
Absolutely. I was reading some scary articles recently on that. I couldn't agree more. God is totally in this movie, though, and it will wake people up because pro-lifers will be more on fire to do something. It will raise the younger generation to say, stop killing my generation. And even though it got an R rating, I want to quickly address that again. It's justified because it shows the realities of what happens in a Planned Parenthood, in an abortion clinic. And coming from, like you said, top clinic director, youngest top clinic director from Texas for 8 years, she's seen it. And I definitely think teens should be able to watch that. It's sad that they can get an abortion without their parents' consent, not even knowledge at 15, but they can't legally watch a movie talking about what it could do to your life and what it really is.
Exactly. Well, we'll pause on that for just a moment, though. I want you to, because, you see, we're talking a lot about the baby, but we're not talking much about the damage that it does to the woman that that goes through this process. And the thing is, and what I've heard from most women is the sense of foreboding is near immediate. It's like when this happens, yes, there is some relief of whatever consequence they were in, but they have this sense of, what did I do? And I'm talking about those women who are honest with themselves, wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning staring at the ceiling tiles and saying, oh, God, help me.
Yep. And that's not talked about beforehand.
Oh, no.
Here's how amazing. I don't know if you know this about Ashley Bratcher. I didn't know this. After the screening on Saturday night, we chit-chatted a little bit. And she said, Tina, here's what's crazy. 2 days before, I got this really quick call, 4 days before.
I was aware of this. I was aware of the story. I heard the story. This is very, very touching.
It's very touching.
Yeah.
She calls her mom, and her mom starts crying on the phone saying, I got something to tell you. She's like, what? She goes, when I was 19, I was on the Planned Parenthood table, seconds from getting an abortion, and you were the baby inside of me. And Ashley had no clue. And here 2 days before a shoot about pro-life and about the realities of abortion, she's told that she was almost aborted. It blows my mind how God had that lined up. Another lady was supposed to be the lead actress of that film, and God told her, you're not the one that I had for this role. It's Ashley. And she handed the role over to Ashley. Isn't that wild?
Wow. Well, this is a God thing. And we have been asking. We have been asking for God's hand and help on this. 60 million babies later, here is where we are because we're seeing things according to our own eyes. And we deserve judgment. But God in his love and mercy says, look, turn to me and I'll turn to you. This is Bill Martinez. We've got more from Tina Griffin on the other side of the break. Stay with us. 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
From executive producers Tim Tebow and Robbie Tebow comes Run the Race.
This came for you in the mail today. Congrats. You're on somebody's radar, son.
Two brothers share an unbreakable bond.
I don't want to end up like that.
I'm going to get that scholarship. I'm going to get us out of here.
But life's unexpected adversities put their future in question.
It's all part of his plan, right?
You're not the first person to wrestle with his faith.
Trust him. He's going to meet you wherever you're at.
Really? It's that simple?
When you lose your way.
I know life can be confusing. It's full of ups and downs.
Why is this so hard?
How do you find the strength to hold on to hope?
I believe in the plan. I believe in you. You're going to come with me wherever I go.
God does love you. He loves you that crazy.
Run the Race. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing. For tickets and showtimes, go to runtheracemovie.com.
How would you like to save up to $500 on your next vacation package? Any vacation package anywhere in the world. Just call Superior Travel and mention the code RADIO and save up to $500. We'll design a custom, fantastic vacation just for you with all the bells and whistles. Not some cookie-cutter vacation, but a unique, all-included vacation customized by one of our exclusive travel experts. And our service is completely free. You pay nothing more. So why waste your time? Let us do it for you. We've got over 100 years of travel experience to help create the perfect trip for you. Call now and learn how to save up to $500 on your next custom vacation. Pick up the phone, call Superior Travel, and use the code word RADIO.
800-477-1736. 800-477-1736. That's 800-477-1736.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Biff Martinez.
His reputation is expanding faster than the universe. He once had an awkward moment just to see how it feels. He lives vicariously through himself. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Biff Martinez Live.
And just like that, we're back with you just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. The counterculture mom, Tina Marie Griffin, continues with us. Tina, just to wrap up real quick and summarize Unplanned, which is going to be released in March with the R rating. But as you say, that will probably, you know, cause some attention because it's R rating. And I just want to, again, encourage people of faith and churches to address this issue. You know, as I mentioned to you with the Kermit Gosnell movie, I am shocked, you know, how many people of faith and churches, and I mean Catholic, Protestant, you know, because all my traveling and friends all over, and I asked them, you know, hey, have you seen the movie? And how many people have not seen the movie? So what I decided to do, because our church here in Port St. Lucie and the Catholics have really are taking a lead on this here in the state. They are really, you know, and I say a lead on abortion, which I was just so proud and excited for all the bad news the Catholics have been getting lately. So it was like, wow, you guys, this is awesome. And I went to our parish priest and I just said, look, what I'm willing to do, because I know the producers of the movie, I'll get the permission to do this. You set up a night and you invite you invite everybody in the community, anybody that you can,
yep,
to come in, and we will screen the movie. And with that, and I've made this offer across the country. I will go to any church. I will bring the movie. I will get authorization. We will show it to your community. I've already been invited to the west coast of Florida, Carl Gallup's, his church. We're going to go up there. We're going to show it there. California, there's a couple of churches there that want me to come out. I'm going to come out. I'm going to bring the movie. We're going to show it because their members, their believers, their family of faith needs to be exposed to this movie. And I will tell you that I will probably try and work out the same thing with Unplanned once it gets its showing, and we have the opportunity, if we can do the same thing as we are doing with the Gosnell movie, because it's all about education.
Awesome. It is totally about education. And here's what's wild to me Elizabeth Parker, whose dad, Joseph Parker, you probably know him. He has a radio program through American Family Radio. I did a couple shows with him. He introduced me to his daughter, Elizabeth. Elizabeth is the head of the Students for Life in Nashville, and she invited me to go to the screening of Gosnell at a local church a week ago, and then I was on a panel afterwards to talk about how we can get engaged in the culture. There's like 15 people on the panel. She told everybody in the church it was packed. It was packed. A lot of people saw Gosnell. I wanted to wait to see it so I can actually have the raw reaction right away for the panel.
Right.
It was phenomenal, eye-opening. She said, Tina, you would be amazed at how many churches turned me down the last 3 months in the Nashville area, being in the Bible Belt, that were afraid to show this movie in their church.
Right, exactly.
It's killing me. And my pastor, Steve Berger from Grace Chapel, addressed abortion about a month ago. There were women crying in the audience, but he was so loving about it. He goes, we have to let you women know that God forgives, ask forgiveness, and he was to the point, but he said a third of the women sitting in front of me right now have had an abortion.
Exactly.
That's the reality.
Exactly.
And people are carrying this guilt.
Well, it's not just the women. It's not just the women. It's the men. You see, and this is what people are realizing, and the men are realizing. I keep talking about that cry of Rachel that we read about when Herod went and killed all the babies. You hear about this, you know, this cry of Rachel, and I believe that there will be a similar cry, but it is going to be the men of this country from coast to coast to realize that we have participated in the deaths of 60 million plus babies and growing. And so whenever there has been a need, need for a change in the culture, where the culture really needed some inoculation, at the forefront, the vanguard of all these movements, it has been people of faith. It has been the church. That's why Jesus established the church, because he said the gates of hell would not prevail against it. The gates of hell have had their way with our culture, with our women, with our children, with our families for way too long. And the people of faith need to stand up. So this is why I feel like God's called me to get this movie, get it out to the church, what you did and there in Nashville. I congratulate you for doing that. That's awesome. And we need more of that. And we've got soldiers all over the country who believe this way. They just need to be empowered and say, look, it's okay. And yes, you are going to get bullied because that's the culture right now. But, you know, as Jesus said, and he warned everybody, hey, look, before you think about following me, you better think about, you know, what they're putting me through. Because if they're putting me through this, guess what you've got to look forward to. But what has to matter most is the kingdom of God. It's the principles. It's the higher calling of each individual. I set aside any personal gain. What I'm focusing on is, you know, these women who are hurting. You know, and you and I have talked about this before, Tina. When I talk with women who have experienced abortion, they will tell me, oh, my child would have been 13 today.
Yeah.
My child, I mean, can you imagine that you still hold that? But Planned Parenthood would tell you, nah, it's just a mass of tissue. It's inconsequential. It doesn't matter. What a big lie. It is a big lie.
It is a big lie, and I just want to encourage everyone tuning in right now. Each and every one of us can make a difference, and the cool thing is if we're being bullied, okay, so be it. But the cool thing is whenever I hear a person coming up to me saying, you have no idea what you just shared, I just found out from my son he was going to commit suicide, and he just tore up his note, and we're getting counseling.
Yes.
You know what you just shared on stage, Tina? It's caused me to decide to keep my baby. And that's just, so what if I'm a speaker? Everybody has their calling. So if you're talking to someone in a grocery store, talking to someone while pumping gas, talking to someone in your church lobby after church, you never know what can happen as a result. You might literally get that type of response from somebody that you could literally save a life. And all of the bashing against what you post on Facebook or people saying, why do you think you're perfect? And, you know, I'm getting atheists coming out of the woodwork attacking me on social media. But it's for all those times that I know a life has been spared or someone's life has been changed or grown closer to Christ that I say all of that is worth it, because you get chills. You get physically, you get chills, and you know you're doing exactly what God's calling you to do. So,
well, as you say, Tina, not perfect. And people, you know, maybe have seen this on a bumper sticker, but there's so much more meaning to it.
Yes.
Not perfect, but forgiven. You know, because when you realize what you've been forgiven of, and it is immeasurable. It is ineffable, as C.S. Lewis would call it, which is beyond awesome, because you realize what a loving God that we have. And what I would say to the women who may be hearing this, and even the men who are waking up to their responsibility and their forfeiture of responsibility, and they feel some sort of shame. Look, there is a loving God who forgives all, and
Absolutely.
His forgiveness is immeasurable. And you won't know that unless you give God a chance, unless
That's
you give
exactly
yourself
it.
A chance, because you've been carrying this shame way too long, and the devil is happy to let you continue to carry that
Absolutely.
All the way to the grave. What
Absolutely.
A waste. What a waste. And the thing is, and so I am highly sensitive, and as and you know, as I was talking with our priest here, Father Alto in Port St. Lucie, I said, Father, you know, this is going to crush a lot of people. And we need to make sure that as we present this, that this is led with compassion, an inordinate amount of compassion. Because you may talk about the direct, and I've heard those estimates before, about a third of the people have been involved with abortion in the pews of the churches today. But when you really extend that into the families, it's much more pervasive than a third. Because the dominoes, when things fall, the dominoes fall and it impacts families, it impacts generations, you know, friends, you know, communities. This is absolutely devastating, especially when you consider, you know, when I talk about communities, look at what, you know, Roe v. Wade has done to the black community. 40%, 40%
yeah.
of black community. And it shocks me that the leaders of, you know, people of color have not come out. I mean, I've only heard Ben Carson. Maybe there's been a couple of others who have called it for what it is. And that is that it's absolute genocide. And why, you know, Spike Lee, I mean, he wants to go in front of the Oscars and ramble on because he's anti-Trump. But meanwhile, you know, his own people of color are being
yes.
annihilated on the
Absolutely.
Altars of Planned Parenthood. And he'd much rather talk about his distaste for Donald Trump.
It's wild. And since you talk about pop culture, I know we only got about 2 minutes left. Do you mind if I pump out a major alert and I'm about
yes,
to
please.
Also through my app? I'm so happy that we took our time to really dive in deep on plan. I'm
yes.
very excited to have Abby Johnson on tomorrow. I just think she is phenomenal. And praise the Lord that her eyes were open, and now look what he's done with her testimony. And there's a scene in the movie where she's like, I helped kill 22,000 babies. What have I done? And her husband is lovingly saying, God's going to use this for his glory. So there's forgiveness in that movie. It's phenomenal. Please take everybody you can take to that movie. I'm doing a pop culture alert today that will be blasted out through my Counterculture Mom app. It's free, downloaded at the Google Play Store, iTunes Store, and get notified whenever some trash is coming out of Hollywood so you can protect your kids. Counterculture Mom app. YouTube Kids is no longer a safe haven for our children. I've been warning parents for years,
right.
but there are now suicide commercials inserted into kids' cartoons on YouTube Kids. Download my
suicide app. Commercials?
Absolutely. Showing kids how to split their wrists, half sideways if you want attention, up the wrist the long way if you want to do yourself in. And they show the kids how to do it. I'm going to blast this out through my app, Bill, so you'll get
yes.
a notification. Feel free to share it on the air. But download my app and then get my guide by texting G-U-I-D-E to the number 444-999, and you will get thousands of positive entertainment options so you can do a pop culture purge in your home.
Tina Marie Griffin, yes, the Counterculture Mom. I'm Bill Martinez. Tina, always, I appreciate you, and I appreciate all your hard work and your family for joining in and participating, because I know it is a family commitment to do what you do. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because